Welcome to the Dr. Janine Show. I'm Dr. Janine Byram, naturopathic doctor, and today's going to be fun. Today's episode is all about instant facelift. I'll be doing massage, showing you lymphatic drainage for your head and neck, and of course, your beauty routine and for your face as well. Don't go anywhere because we do have our trivia section coming up today, which I know that you've missed for the last couple of weeks. This week, we are playing for the hair, skin, and nails. So in that part of the program, it is a quiz section, and just do your best to answer the questions. Just put something in the comments and you will be put into our random selector for anybody who's participating to be able to potentially win the hair, skin, and nails. And that's from our great sponsors at VitaTree. If you're new to my channel, welcome in. I'm Dr. Janine, naturopathic doctor. Today, I'm talking all about beauty tips, which is great. Welcome in. Please share today's video. If you do have questions and comments throughout the show, this is very interactive. So please put them in the comment section, no matter which streaming platform you are saying hello on today. I appreciate all the love that you give me throughout the show. And let's start this off. So these are some of the beauty routine things that I've learned along the way, and of course, doing things naturally. So I want to preface today's show by saying that you are perfect just as you are. Now, there's no need for anybody to do anything that I'm saying, but for anybody who is looking at growing old with aging in an appropriate way and doing it gracefully, of course, then that is, you know, definitely something you're going to want to learn some of these techniques that I've talked about today. Now, from another perspective, it's important. I'm talking a lot about from the medical perspective as well, moving the lymph. And we know that our lymphatic system, and we're going to show you some pictures of that if you're watching on YouTube and on Facebook, our lymphatic chains that are in our face, in our head and neck are very important to keep that lymph flowing moving and keeping things moving, not only for the beauty aspects, but also from the medical perspective. So before we get started today, ideally you have clean hands and a clean face, and you are going to need maybe perhaps when you do this at home, some type of serum and oil. I like to use coconut oil because it's very nourishing to the skin and has that ability to slip very easily for the massage portion of what I'm sharing today. Now, another thing to pick up if you don't yet have this at home is either the K-tape, the kinesiology tape, which is something that I just purchased online that you can easily get in a drugstore as well. And it does have some give to it. So there's a bit of flexibility in it, which is fantastic. And you have to make sure that, and when I cut this, I'll show you how and in which direction to cut this. And as well as you can also use this type of tape. So this is the cloth tape, which is breathable. It's the medical tape that you can get to adhere bandages and things. Again, at the either online or you can purchase it at your local drugstore. And I chose the cloth breathable one. So it's not super sticky, but I really like the effect of this type of tape when we get to the face taping part of today's show. So hello to everyone. I want to say hello. Who is here? Gulami is here, as well as M. Lyon. Nice to see you. Raina, hello, hello. Francis, of course, is here as well. Kathleen, nice to see you. Good morning, ladies. Queen Mom is here. Fi, hi, hello, hello. It's nice to see you. And on YouTube, we have Dawn is here. And on Facebook, Arletta is here. So welcome to everyone who has joined in today. And again, if you're new here, I hope that you'll follow. And, you know, follow along with today's. Today is very interactive. So hopefully everybody has nice clean hands and we're going to get started. And makeup or not, it doesn't matter for today. Certainly, I like to do all of these routines either first thing in the morning, especially with lymphatic drainage, which I will show you right now. And moving that lymph is important, but I like to do it before bed as well. And the taping, of course, is before bed. And I'm going to show you why in just a second. So let's talk about instant facelift and lymphatic drainage massage. So this is for your full face. So for head and neck drainage of your lymphatic system. And we do have our lymphatic chain. So near our ears, under our jawline. So if we can take a look really quickly at our lymph. We can't look at it. Sorry, we don't have it to show you. But our lymph chain is under the jaw as well, down the front of our neck, and of course, the back of the neck as well. So what you're going to do is put a little bit of oil, and again, you can use any oil, a serum as well. I'm just going to use a tiny amount because, of course, I have my studio makeup on, so I don't want to mess that up too much today, but a little bit, and this is just coconut oil that I've warmed in my fingers, a little bit on my fingers. And you're gonna start, and I've showed you this before in a previous video, so if you haven't yet seen this, if you're new to my channel, you're just gonna start above and below your collarbone. So just find your collarbone, which is right here, your clavicle. And I just use a couple fingers above and below my clavicles, and I just gently, and you're not pressing hard. If you press too hard, you actually shut down your lymphatics, so you don't want to do that. So you're just pressing very gently, and I have my mirror here to help me. And you'll see that you get some blood flowing. So my skin, you can definitely, because it's very light, you can see that it starts to get a little bit red with that increased blood flow in that clavicle region. Okay, so that's, you do probably about 5 to 10 strokes on each side, always towards the midline, because the big part of your lymphatics is close to your heart. Okay, so that's, I hope everybody's doing this at home. I can't see you, but you can see me, so following along. Okay, so that's to open up that part. Now, the next part you want to do is mid-face to your ear region. So again, just using very gently strokes. And what I do when I get to the ear region is I just do a little bit of a shimmy shake on top of the lymphatics, which are right in front of the ear level. Now, the next one that you're going to do, everybody got that done now? Okay. Is under your jaw. So I use these two fingers like this. So you're going to hold your other fingers down and you go with your knuckles. So if you can put your knuckles close to under your jawline, and you're going to go up to your ear region. Now I need a little bit more slip on so I can really show you how, and on both parts of my fingers to do this. Okay, so then you can get that glide, and you may feel, I'm going to stop talking, because you may feel as you're doing this under the jaw, and start again in your midline, and you're going to go towards your ears, and I do that little shake. You may feel along the way there's sort of more tender areas. You may feel that there's congestion. That's a good thing. This is why you want to be doing this, because now anything that's blocked in these areas, it could be muscle tension, it could also be your lymphatics are blocked. That's you. Now you're actually realizing that this has maybe been blocked for a very long time. This is really going to help to open up not only your sinuses, but also, you know, it can be very helpful for moving that lymphatic fluid if you've had any type of infection, you know, eye issues, even for your teeth, any type of infection or things moving, even your ears, if your ears have been blocked or chronic recurring infections in the ears, this is really going to help to move all of that lymphatic. You're going to love it for, you know, not just the beauty reasons, but like I said at the beginning of the show, for the medical reasons as well. Okay, so let's do, I'm going to stop talking for a few. We're going to do 5 strokes. Okay, ready? Let's go. Four, and last one, 5. And again, that little shimmy shake near the ears is really good. Okay, now we're gonna go down the front of our neck. So of course we know, if you've ever been sick with a sore throat or an earache, that our lymph chain is right under the SCM muscle here. So you're just gonna, and I usually go opposite hand to opposite side of my neck, down the front of your neck. And again, you're not pressing too hard here. You don't wanna shut your lymph down, but you're just going down towards the midline. So just like this, down towards the midline. And then the last one is down to the back of your neck. So there's a lot of lymph behind your neck. So starting at the top at your hairline and just going down your neck like this. Now, another one that I love is on the forehead. And this one, what you're doing is you're gonna use your knuckles. And this can be a little bit painful. So if you do have a lot of muscle tension in the frontalis muscle, which starts here and goes right over your scalp and attaches at the back of your head, common cause for headaches, but a lot of tension and getting forehead lines as well. So what I like to do is to use, so you're going to secure your skin up and sort of draw it back so you get nice flat skin. And you're going to use your knuckles. And don't be afraid to use a bit of pressure in this area. There's not really any lymph up here, so you don't have to worry. And this is more just to wring out all of that tension. And you may find, you know, when you look at the symmetry of your face and maybe where you do have some forehead wrinkles, it may not be symmetrical. So some people have them right across. I have them, you know, starting on one side, which I make more facial expressions on one side of my forehead versus the other for whatever reason. But I also feel a lot more muscle tension on that one side where I start to see things happening. And that just makes sense that that's the muscle that I'm using, you know, more so than on my left side. So just using your knuckles and, of course, bringing down towards your eyebrows. And just, I hope everybody's feeling this. Of course, I can't see you all, but this is, it's a little bit painful, but I do this often. So I've, you know, my chronic tension that I had in my forehead has been pretty much eliminated, but it does build up again. And then, okay, you're just going to do a nice sweeping sort of your entire face again, just kind of wring it all out underneath every, just kind of go over every place really quickly. And then the last place is under the breast. So there's a lot of lymph chain, of course, draining the breast tissue. So you're just going to go very gently in your armpits like this. And then voila, you're done. So that is your upper head and neck lymphatic drainage. Again, I like to start with this in the morning when I'm applying, you know, wake up, splash some water in my face. And I like to get the lymph draining first thing in the morning, which is fantastic, but certainly before bed as well. Okay. We're talking instant facelift today, lymphatic drainage massage, and frown lines. Today, now we're going to talk about the 11s. So these are called the frown lines, and those number 11s are usually caused by that corrugator muscle. So if you're watching on YouTube and Facebook, you can see this. The corrugator muscle you can see is right above the inner part of your eyebrow. And this is for making that expression, what? What did you say? If you're curious, you're questioning, you're frowning, you know, that is a very common thing that we do. I do it a lot, and it's part of our expression. So what do we do about this? We are going to do some stretching and relaxing of this muscle. So all you're going to do is take your first and second finger, make a V in this area, and I like to hold my forehead skin just to, as a reminder, to not be causing any crinkling in my skin. And you're just going to, with a V, you're just going to sort of relax that muscle. So you kind of press with a little bit of tension in this area. You hold for about 3 seconds. And relax. And I like to, I'm going to close my eyes because you can actively sort of relax that muscle and focus in on it more when you close your eyes. And that will help to relax that corrugator muscle and help with those number 11s. And you repeat that about 5 times. Okay, so that one's super easy. I've got more for you for the frown lines, though, so don't go anywhere if you're just tuning in. I'm talking about instant facelift today. I'm Dr. Janine, and we're talking about massage and lymphatic drainage, but the taping section is coming up, so I'm going to show you how to tape for this region of the face. We're just focusing on this upper region today. I'll have future videos where we talk about the other areas that we can focus in on. Okay, let's talk now about massaging the third eye. So in traditional Chinese medicine, this is actually a major acupuncture point right between your eyebrows. So everybody find it, just use your index finger. And this is called yin tang. Now yin tang helps your body and your mind to feel calm and relaxed. It reduces stress, reduces anxiety. So do you ever notice like when people are stressed, they kind of go like this just intuitively when you're stressed out, and you may just kind of go like this or kind of hold that area? Well, that is, again, it's a major acupuncture point for relaxing the nervous system. It's great for insomnia as well. And if you're emotionally agitated for whatever reason, just do little circles. Again, you don't have to press too hard here, just to relax. It helps to close your eyes. And they actually found, so one study was done, which is really interesting, that, and this was a randomized control trial that examined the effect of acupuncture of that point, yin tang, on pre-op patients and decreasing their pre-operative anxiety levels. So imagine going into surgery, I don't think anybody is just like nice, calm, and collected and cool. That's a major, you know, stressful event. But they really did find in that trial that by doing acupuncture on this point, of course, really helped to decrease that pre-op anxiety, which is fantastic. Okay, so you can do that at any time With acupressure, when you think of it, absolutely. If you make it part of your daily routine, you can definitely do that, a couple times a day. And just for a few minutes, that will really help with your anxiety, but with your number 11s as well. Okay, now we're going to go on to another exercise for your frown line. So this is doing massage, but this is a pinching exercise. So there's another big acupuncture point here. It's called urinary bladder number 2. So not only helps with your urinary bladder if you happen to have a UTI at the same time and you want to work on your number 11s, but you can see that by now activating this point, all you're going to do is with your thumb and your first finger is you're going to pinch your inner eyebrows. And you're going to hold it for about 3 seconds and release, and you're just going to do this 10 times. And this will help to stimulate not only the blood flow in this area, but helps to relieve any tension in that acupuncture point and actually stimulate your collagen and elastin in this area. And you're just going to do that. So this is great as well. This point is great for sinus congestion, headaches as well. If you get headaches around your eye area, great for red and itchy and watery eyes. If you get allergic eyes and allergy symptoms, this is a great point for doing this as well. And it's great for headaches in general, but also can help with your vision. So great for anybody who has glaucoma, night blindness, blurry or weak vision, you're losing your vision, use this point as well. So it can be really, really helpful. Now, let's move on to the next one. For the frown lines is you're going to massage your entire eyebrow area. So you can either massage as so, and we're going to get to the gua sha in just a second for specific points, but you can also pinch your entire eyebrow. So starting at urinary bladder 2 on the midline, and then you can slowly pinch your eyebrows. And again, if you've not done this before, it can be quite painful in certain areas. I remember the first time I did this, I'm like, ow, that's painful. But at the same time, it's great for doing this area. This will help to lift the eyes as well, but helps to really, again, remember that corrugator muscle is right under here that causes the frown, the 11s. So by now using this along your eyebrows and pinching and getting all that nervous tension out of there, it's like an eye lift at the same time. So I hope you're enjoying today's. A question came in, can you use avocado oil? Yes, absolutely. Whatever oil, that is okay for your skin. Everybody has potentially different sensitivities on their skin. So you can use whichever oil. I like coconut oil because it doesn't stain. It forms a bit of that sludging kind of barrier on the skin. So I sleep with the coconut oil, then wake up and you can still feel it. It still feels moisturized. You can use it to lock in your serums and things. So using the coconut oil last, and then of course is that slip for either your gua sha or for using, but avocado oil is great as well. So if you're just tuning in, hello, I'm Dr. Janine. Today we're talking about instant facelift, massage, and lymphatic drainage. Hello to Brizzo365. Nice to see you on TikTok, on YouTube, GeoNeo9. Harvinder's here in Dubai. Hello, hello. And Phil Menza on Facebook. Nice to see you. Thank you everybody for tuning in. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. Don't go anywhere on TikTok and Instagram. I'm going to stay with you after the show closes and answer a few of your questions. It's great to have you all here. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the gua sha. So this is something that I talked about in previous episodes. You can purchase these easily online in crystal shops and things. And this one is jade, but you can get any type of gua sha. I like the rose quartz ones as well. They're great. They're very calming for the skin as well. And all you're going to do, so this is, we're still focusing in on the frown lines. If you're just tuning in, the number 11s that can form as we age, the more expressive we are with the sort of the questioning, you can get those frown lines. So mine used to be very, very pronounced. They slowly are getting so much better. It's not that I don't, express myself, and I'm still very expressive in my face. I earned every line that I have on my face, and I think that's a good thing. Like I said at the top of the show, you're beautiful just the way you are. There's no need to do any of what we're talking about, but at the same time, if you want to, slow down, if you don't like to see the lines and the wrinkles forming on your skin, these are all natural tips that you can use to help to slow down that process and actually help with the expression lines. Okay, so We're going to hold our finger on your opposite eye. So this sounds complicated and you may have to watch this a few times to get it. So you're going to hold your, so for instance, I have my right index finger on my left inner eye and you just kind of hold it in and basically you're just sort of anchoring your tissue here. Now you're going to use the smoother end. I don't like to use the points of the gua sha in this exercise. I like it to be sort of the smoother side, just because you're going to see what I mean. If you don't have a gua sha, some people will use a spoon. I don't have a spoon here. You can use your finger as well. So for those of you who don't have a gua sha right now, handy. So you're going to hold, just anchor in your tissue here, and you're going to slowly just go along your eyebrow area. And when you find an area of tension, you're going to stay there and do little circles. And it's amazing to me because I do this often, how even, you know, in a short period of time, these little areas of congestion and muscle tension can actually build up. So you can see I kind of go in an area that, and then I'm going to stop in an area where I do feel that extra amount of tension. I close my eyes, I relax, I breathe into it. I'm starting to sweat a little bit because it's like, oh my God, there's a lot of tension in there. And it's amazing to me that, yes, so that's all you do basically, is you find those spots where you have a lot of tension along the eyebrow and you just do little tiny, tiny circles, stay in that area and just breathe through it and allow for that tension to relax. And then I usually just either massage it out with the gua sha, just very gently kind of flush it all out. And ideally after I did this, I would go back and finish off with my lymph drainage just to make sure that all of that fluid is completely moving out. Okay, so I hope you love that one. That one's amazing. And of course you would do it on both sides. So then I would switch sides and then do it on my other eyebrow. And wherever I find those areas of tension, I'm going to stay there for a second and really work it out. And it is and can be quite painful, but just work it out and then massage it out. Okay. And then you could follow it up with the next exercise, which is for helping with droopy eyelids. So everybody's face symmetry is different. If you are a side sleeper like I am, and you tend to sleep more on one side, then you may start to find that because of your muscle contractions, tension, you may have one eye that is a little bit more droopy than the other. So what you do for this is you want to even out your muscular contractions. So you're going to make an O with your mouth. I'll explain this first. And now, and that will help to stimulate, but also relax the orbicularis oculi muscle, which surrounds and goes right around our eyes. And then you're going to do a massage, which again, this is great after the gua sha. And you're going to start at your inner nose area. And just with your fingers, you're going to massage out to your outer eyebrows. And then from your outer eyebrows, you're going to do into your tear duct. And this will help to drain. So if you have not only droopy eyelids, but if you also have some congestion happening beneath your eyes, this is a great thing first thing in the morning after you've slept. You want to move things around because, you know, depending on which way that you've slept. If you can sleep, I have a friend who sleeps like on her back like Cleopatra, like this. I don't know how she does it, but because I'm one of those side sleepers and squish, I don't want put a one in the comments everywhere. If you're a side sleeper like me and you squish your face and you wake up, and I want to see how many people we have like that. Okay, so we're gonna start. So again, we're gonna make that O with our mouth, and then we're going to, and this has to do with your eye muscles, so making an O with your mouth and massage out and then under the eyes. Okay, and do it very gently. You don't want to be too strong here with your motion, because yeah, you don't want to move things too aggressively in terms of what's going on with your fluid. Sorry, there's lots of side sleepers. Sorry, I had you turned off because I was, how many people? Lots and lots. Elsie Castles, hello, Raina is here. Yes, side sleeper. Fi, you're on your, you sleep on your left as well. Yes. How often do you do that on your eyebrow massage, Sarah? You can do this daily. And I like to do it first thing in the morning, like I said, after I have slept and things are all shifted, probably in the wrong spots, just to, and if there's any kind of, you know, moisture that from your eye cream or your serums and things, just to, and you can do this actually when you apply your eye serums. But I'm going to focus, again, today's episode is just focusing on this area. There's so much to do on the face, so we're focusing on here. I'll do other future episodes specifically on more of the eyes and the lower parts of the eyes and crow's feet and things. So stay tuned next time. Make sure you're following me so that you don't miss any of my great videos and, of course, all of the beauty videos. Okay, let's talk really quickly about face taping. So I'm curious how many people have done face taping before. So you can either use, again, the kinesiology tape, the K tape, and you want to make sure to do a patch test. So this is really important. If you've not used the K tape before, if you have very sensitive skin, do a little patch test on your wrist in the morning of the night that you plan on doing. I mean, you can do your face taping during the day. I did it in the office yesterday and got some funny looks, but that's okay. I don't mind, just to make sure that you don't have skin sensitivity. And you want it to be breathable. So if you are going to use the cloth tape, make sure you get the breathable one. This one doesn't have any give to it. So there's maybe advantages and disadvantages of that. You want to have a clean slate. So again, I like to do this, of course, at bedtime. You are going to cleanse your face. You can choose to moisturize, but if you do moisturize, for instance, with, you know, I've got the coconut oil. So if I'm going to do this area, I'll put a little bit on now. I like to just have something on my skin, but then it seems silly, but then I do wipe it away because the more slip you have, of course, your tape isn't going to stick to your skin. So no matter what your cleansing routine is, for most of you, it's going to be okay just to have, you know, just cleanse skin. But I know a lot of you are going to want to put serums and things before you put your tape. So you're going to have to experiment a little bit how much you're going to put on, maybe wait a little bit. And then you may have to wash off a bit of that slip so that your tape will actually stick. Okay, so let's use the K-tape, and you don't need to usually, I know some people online, if you see videos, they say to measure how much you're going to need. You're going to need about this much, and I'm going to show you. On mine, it has guide squares on the back. It's about 5 squares of guide, and you're going to cut it, but then you're going to cut into the way that it is lengthwise. Okay, so now you've got your tape, and of course it has your backing on it. Now for the V's, the number 11, you are creating a V with your tape, and you can check your tape. If you've cut it correctly, you're going to see that it has some give, if you can see that. So see how it's got that give, and the other tape doesn't do this. So you can see that I chose, and I ordered, not thinking of this, I ordered black tape when I ordered my K-tape, not thinking about how this is going to look on my face at nighttime. So I actually scared my husband a little bit and my children, like, what is going on? What is on? So the first time they're like, oh my God, what is on your face? But then after that, they got used to it. Now they don't even question it. So if you're joining us right now, we are talking about instant facelift massage, lymphatic drainage, and we are talking about face taping. So these are natural ways to help with your number 11 lines, those frown lines. Okay, so I've wiped away that extra that I've got on here in terms of my moisturizer. And all you're going to do is you're going to pull. So remember, your 11s are like this. You're going to pull to the side so that you're actually, if you do have 11s and you can see them, you're going to stretch those out. You're going to anchor in your tape on the top side. You're going to pull and then let go and then press it down. And by pulling, so anchor at the top, pull towards your 11s, and then affix, and that will have a pulling effect to the upper outer corner. Now, if you do have other forehead lines, then I'm going to show you some other tricks in just a second, so don't go anywhere. If you have a droopy eyelid on one side or both sides and you want to do this, this is fantastic for this as well. So remember, you're going to anchor up top. So you're going to press down up top. Oh, there we go. And it may not be perfect the first few times that you do this. You're going to pull, again, pull your tape towards your midline and then affix and let go. can see why I scared my husband. Okay, with the black tape, you do not have to order black tape if you're ordering the K-tape, okay? You can get the more matching your skin tone if it's available. But black, who cares? I just wear my sleeping mask on my forehead in the evening before I go to bed, and then nobody knows that it's even there. Okay, now another one that you can do is a little piece right on your number 11. So we can go to the next slide, and I'm going to cut another piece of the K-tape. And again, this one doesn't matter as much if you cut it in the direction of the give or the not give. And you can do this very well with this one. So this one I did in the office yesterday with just the regular tape, the white tape. So all you do here is, and I've already taped it so you can't see, but you're going to stretch your 11s. And you could do this alone if you don't have a lot of time. I've been known to do this just on its own. So just one little square of your tape. You're going to stretch your, so remember when we did that exercise at the beginning, you would make a V with our fingers to stretch the number 11s out, and then you just affix your tape as such to where your number 11s are. And this one's great because it's a fast hack. You can do this during the day too, if you're just at home, and rub it in, and that's it. And then you sleep with this, and it's amazing. So whether it's for, and I want to show you really quickly, so maybe I'll use the other tape. It has a different kind of feel, this other tape, if you do have the forehead lines as well. So you're just going to, again, stretch your forehead lines, and so that you're not seeing any line, and then you just attach your tape, stick it down, and let it attach. Now everybody's lines, wrinkles, or the seeing of puckering and things happening when you start taping, you're going to be like, oh, what's that? I'm not sure I like the look of that. All you do is you hack it. You just get another piece of tape if you're seeing something you don't like, and you tape it down. So eventually you can end up with having your entire forehead taped, which is okay. So if I see something up here now, because again, the way that you tape at the beginning, when you're not used to it, you may actually create some more lines and things. This is fun. I've never been like multi-taped before with my K-tape and my other tape, but it is amazing. And I'm telling you, when you wake up in the morning, it's incredible, because now this doesn't, and this is great. I mean, if you are very expressive, you know, anyways, maybe you talk on the phone and you're expressive on the phone when you're just chatting on the phone, or your FaceTime, or your people that you talk to, you're just going to have to get used to. And what you could do is wear a scarf or a headband so nobody would know that it's here. But now you're all taped up. And I'm telling you, when you take it off, you will be amazed. It's like, oh my goodness. We did in the office yesterday in prepping for the show. And I, of course, was talking to my producer, and I'm like, oh my God, they're like gone. I don't have a lot of, you know, a lot of things happening, thankfully. But I think part and parcel is because of all the natural things that I do, of course, for my skin. So don't go anywhere. We have our quiz section coming up in just a moment. So this is going to be great. Okay, so you can, this is great if you're a side sleeper as well, that, you know, you're going to have extra wrinkles and things maybe on one side. So you just tape in those areas. So all you're doing is pulling your skin taut and put the tape on. Now, one thing I want to show you. So in the morning, when you do wake up, when you remove the tape, just do it gently. I always like to pull in an upward against gravity to remove the tape in an upward motion, if that makes sense. It's just my quirkiness. It just makes sense to me to do that. So you're going to pull, and you will be amazed at how your skin now looks. Now, what I like to do is I always follow it up with a mineral type of spray water, because I like that hydration. And then if you do have, you know, whether it's the coconut oil, whether it's your serum, if it's a cream, you know, that you use that has hyaluronic acid to now lock in that moisture and keep your skin nice and plump, you're going to love it. So it is amazing. So another really quick massage that I want to share with you, we're going to go to our quiz section in just a second, so don't go anywhere, is to hold your forehead. So this is great for the forehead wrinkles as well. So for instance, if you had any forehead wrinkles, you're going to hold your skin taut on your forehead, and wherever you see some fine lines and wrinkles, you're just going to use your knuckle, and you're going to massage where you saw any of those wrinkles. And as your wrinkles are disappearing, I'm telling you, you're going to be like, where were they again? How am I going to find these to actually massage out? So yeah, and you just use your knuckle to do that. And then I like to flush it out. And again, usually I'm going to end off with my lymphatic drainage. So, you know, getting all of that flushed out, whatever I've worked on for that session. And again, remember around the ears, that little shimmy shake around your ears, again, in this section and with your knuckles towards your ears, draining again in the front of the neck and the back of neck as well. And of course, I always try to do even doing some arm circles for the lymph underneath your in your breast tissue and your arms. It's fantastic. So thank you for everybody who tuned in today. We talked all about instant facelift massage and lymphatic drainage. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. If you're hearing this as an audio, it's going to be difficult for you to kind of perceive what I was doing. So make sure you check it out on YouTube so that you can actually see the full video. Hello, hello to everyone. Love is beautiful. Thank you for all the hearts. That's so nice. Galami, thank you for the hearts. This is so great to see you all today. Yes, question. Yes, I have a question. Oh, if you're not, okay. So if you're doing the taping during the day, how long would you leave it there? As long as you can. So yesterday, I believe in the office, you can do it daily. And whenever you think of it, whenever you can, I don't think you can do too much of it, to be honest. It's kind of like a natural Botox because it's not allowing you to, you know, use those expression muscles. And so, and that's the essential way that Botox and, you know, the other injectables work is that they're slowing down or stopping that muscle contraction so that you don't get the expression line. So do it as often and for as long as you possibly can. I mean, overnight it's 8 hours. So during the day, if you want to do it 1, 2, 3, 4 hours, even 20 minutes, you're going to see a difference. Just the effectiveness of the exfoliation process of removing the tape, it when you're removing it, it's actually pulling the wrinkle out this way. So flattening off the skin, which is amazing. Sorry, repeat the type of tape. So this is the kinesiology tape, which you can purchase online or in a pharmacy. It's not over the counter or anything. It's just in the regular aisles. So kinesiology tape, which they use the athletes. You see the athletes, a lot of volleyball players and things. If you watch beach volleyball, they tape their shoulders, their knees. They use this in sports. So it's kinesiology tape. Again, do a patch test to make sure that it is not, that you're not reacting to it. And this is just the first aid tape, which is the breathable type. So this is for wounds and things to attach bandages to your body. It's the breathable cloth tape. So yeah, if you do have further questions, put in the comments and we'll make sure that we answer that for you so that you know what you're looking for. Okay, it's quiz time. Are we ready? First question, everybody ready? True or false, gluten is good for MS. So last week's show was all about MS. So all of our questions, of course, are related to MS today. Gluten is good for MS. True or false? Please put your answers in the comment section. Malbird, that was quick. Good job. Raina, good job. Phi, good job. Anybody else? Who do I have here? Jojo Relaxing has it on Instagram. Anybody else? Patty has it as well. Oh, yes. Arletta, good job. And Ken, good job. Katarina, good job. These are all on Facebook as well and on Instagram. Nicole, good job. Amor, Delatina, good job. Panda May, good job. Sarah, good job. Rick Arthur, good job. Good job, everyone. Doctor, or Dracula Castle, 666. Good job. Cotton Candy, good job. Bear, 1966, good job. Stacy's Knee, Caldwell Cutie, good job. Cheryl Squirrel. Lots of people here today. Hello, hello, and thank you, thank you. Anybody else? Banjo Nibs. Good name. Love it. Good job. Oh, my goodness. Nadia has it as well. And who else? Denise. Good job. There's a Janine. Good job. So the answer was false. Of course it's false. Gluten is not good for MS is something that I talked about in last week's show. If you missed it, make sure you check it out on YouTube. Okay, question number two, name three causes of MS. that I talked about. Three causes of MS. I'll take two. If you got two, just do your best to answer. Three causes of MS. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jeanine. This is the Dr. Jeanine Show. We are playing for a free bottle. So from our great sponsors at Vitatree of the hair, skin, and nails formulation. So just do your best. Put any answer that you think of into your comments section, no matter what platform you're streaming in on. And JoJo Relaxing has one. Yeah, even just give me one. I mean, this could be tricky. Anybody else have the answer? Phi, good answer. I like that. Absolutely. These are some of the things that we talked about last week in the show. Causes. Nadia has two. Good job. Sahar, good job. And thank you for the gifts. Thank you. Thank you. Melbird, yes. Great answer. Good job. Pudding GA. Good job. That's a smart answer. I love that answer. Pudding GA said eating gluten. Well, yeah. Even if you didn't see last week's show, good, good. I like the way you think. That's good. Wow. Raina, good job. Climate. Yep. I like that. Bowtie 4494. Good answer. Fantastic. Panda May, good job. Very good. Bear 1966, good job as well. Diane, yes, potentially. Not really, but in my opinion anyways, but that's good. Arletta, wow. Okay, Arletta has the gold star answer. Can I read Arletta's? Arletta said Epstein-Barr virus, so I'm answering the question now. Epstein-Barr virus, lack of melatonin, not a lot of sunlight during childhood. Yes, good job. Leptin resistance as well. I talked about last week, insulin resistance, poor sleep, EMF exposure, low vitamin D, and overall toxicity. So those were the big ones. And Denise said, yeah, nerve dysfunction, brain lesions. Absolutely. Thank you for everybody who's tuning in today. So we're on question number three of the quiz. Remember, we're playing for a free hair, skin, and nails from our sponsors. Okay, just do your best. Just answer. Okay, here we go. True or false? Research has shown a viral connection between Epstein-Barr virus and MS. True or false? This is easy. Anybody, anybody? Who's going to be the first? I'm waiting. TikTok. Does it refresh quickly? Let's see. Melbird has it. Melbird's fast. Melbird's really quick. Good job, Melbird. Raina, good job. Bowtie, 4494, good job. Caldwell Cutie, good. Cheryl Squirrel, 68. Caldwell Cutie. Nadia, SVX. JoJo Relaxing. Brizo. Pudding GA. Rick Arthur. Oh my goodness, so many people. Christ Chili. I still don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but forgive me. But that yes, good job. Rania. I know you have a question. Please stay on the line. I'll get to you in a second. Amor de Latina. Sorry? Elsie Castles. Christ Chillin. Oh, Chillin. Got it. Got it. Phi. anybody else? Christ Chillin. Is that what I said it right? Christ Chillin. Anybody else? Okay. Arletta, good job. Katarina, good job on Facebook. Denise, good job. Yes, so it is true. Definitely a viral connection between Epstein-Barr, EBV, and MS. Okay, good job, everyone. Question number four. Name three symptoms of MS. Name three symptoms of MS. Rania, yes, we are in Canada. Christchild. Christchild. Okay, we got it. Yes, Phi. Yes, Rick Arthur, good job. Sahir 027, yes, good job. Starbuck Mummy, yes, yes, yes. Anybody else? Symptoms of MS. Starbuck Mummy, yes. Bear 1966, absolutely. Good job, good answers. Bowtie 4494. Patty WSC, good job as well. Patty Alexander on Instagram. Nadia on Instagram, good job, everyone. And Janine as well. Good. So some of the most common symptoms, everybody got their answers in. So, oh, yes. Sarah, Raina, yep. Good job. Thank you for all the likes, guys. 28K likes. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just seeing that now. Thank you. That's awesome. And thank you for everybody who shared today's TikTok and sharing the video, no matter which platform you're streaming in on. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. And thank you for following as well. I know there's a few new followers. So thank you to everybody who's new here. Okay. Most common symptoms, there could be eye pain, spinal cord issues, inflammation, bowel problems, depression, numbness, tingling, lack of sensation. Yeah, the list goes on and on. And thank you to everybody who put in their symptoms for that question. Okay, question number 5, final question for quiz time today. True or false? Lack of sunlight is linked to a higher risk of MS. Lack of sunlight is linked to a higher risk of MS. True or false? Thank you for all those likes coming in. Yes, Bear 1960. Good job, Putting GA. Good job, Raina. Good job, Starbuck Mommy. Good job. Nadia has it on Instagram. Jojo Relaxing, good job. Patty, good job. Anybody else? Katarina, good job. Roka, Cheryl Squirrel, Christchild, Liz Amrock, good job. Nice to see you. Panda May, good job. Black Arrow, 1040. Thank you for joining in. We're at the tail end of the show, the Dr. Janine Show, talking all about beauty today. And we are in the quiz section of the show talking about MS from last week's episode. Anybody else? Denise, good job. Arletta, good job. And Elsie Castles. Jessica, good job. Or thanks for joining. I don't know if you answered yet. So the answer is true. Yes, lack of sunlight is linked to a higher risk of MS. So that was it. So next week's quiz questions will be interesting, won't they? Because it'll be based on what we did today. That's going to be fun. Okay, so hopefully you paid attention. If you missed the show, make sure that you check it out on YouTube. It will live there forever, and on Facebook as well. Today we talked all about instant facelift massage and lymphatic drainage. I hope that you played along today and did your entire beauty routine with me. Again, refer back to the video. We will cut it down into smaller segments and focusing in on the different areas. Today we talked about the forehead. We talked about the number 11 lines, the frown lines. We talked about droopy eyes as well and eyelids and all the natural things that we can do about that with facial massage, doing an instant facelift, and of course our lymphatic drainage as well. We use the guasa, we use our tape. So if you're new to taping your face, it's remarkable. I'm just going to say it is amazing for those fine lines and wrinkles. And even if you have deep inset wrinkles, it will really help to draw them out. If you do have future questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. So please drop it in the comment section. Be sure to share today's video as well. And thanks for all the love today, all the gifts and all the likes. And we were at 30K likes. So amazing, amazing. Thank you for tuning in today. Remember, don't go anywhere on TikTok and Instagram. I'm going to stay on the line with you in just a second. If you're new to my channel, I hope that you've subscribed and clicked the bell to turn on your post notifications. Everyone has a calling in life, and one of mine is to educate you how to live your life in tune and in line with nature. Thanks for watching.